think we stop patch one. Already, everybody. Does everybody know how to perform Achman? No?
Yes.
You know. Okay, so you put the cup in front of you. It's good kitchen rolls. Then, actually, I learned this from Maharaj. We put with our left hand, we take the spoon in our left hand, purify our right hand by putting some drops in it and pouring on the floor. And then again, we put some drops in the right hand. And actually, first of all, we chant mantra, purification mantra. Please repeat after me. Om Abhavitra 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 Abhavastam Sarvavastam Gatopiva Gatopiva Yasmaret
Yasmaret
Pundarikaksham
Pundarikaksham
Sa Saya Abhavyandara
Yandara
Shuchi
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu
Shri Vishnu.
And
I hope everybody still has the drops in his hand. Now we install the deity in our hand, and we look in the water and say, Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Om Keshavaya Namaha.
Sip it. Purify the hands. Look again in the water. Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Om Narayanaya Namaha.
Purify it again. And again, Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Om Madhavaya Namaha.
Purified. Thank you. The meaning of this mantra, I think, is good to meditate upon. This is whatever pure or impure or having passed through all conditions of material life, if one can remember the lotus-eyed Krishna, he becomes externally and internally clean. Now we come to a point, is Kandimala Dharana, means we exchanging everybody, the new initiates exchanging the Kandimalas. It's good if you have somebody maybe behind you, some friend or somebody who can do it and help you with this. Now, by tradition, actually, we're supposed to recite the Brahma Samhita, but as we're a little bit short of time, with Damodar Priya, we said we chant only the two verses, or we chant the Vedic greeting. Okay. Chintamani
prakasatma sukalpa vesha laksha vesha surabhira vipadayanta lakshmi sahasya sasantam asevyamana govinda mari purusham kamahan vajami venum kananda maravinda dalaya dasham varavadam samasitam mudasundarangam Kanda Bhagori Ramaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Mari Gurusham Maramanda Jami.
Okay, and now we would like to hear something from Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna
Prashaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Ashtavyade Shadharine
Jaya Sri
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hey Krishna
Kalya Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Goresha Govita Nanda Radha Ganga Namostute Dada Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
Jayatam Sarato Pangol Mahamantra Mare Gati Matsarva Swapadam Bodho
Radha Madam Mohano
Vansha Kalpa Taru Vyasha
Kripa Sindhu Jaya Vacha Parinanam Varanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
way, initiation is not for everyone. In the Bhagavatam, it is described who should be initiated and by whom. The Bhagavatam says that only someone who is seriously inquisitive to make a solution to the problems of material existence, he should approach a spiritual master. It's not really for those who are not interested to finish material life. Let us just see what we can. Was brauchst du noch? Wir können das arrangieren, also.
Ich denke, Pranam
von Knowledge. Pranam? Pranam hat er. Kannst du ja organisieren. Aufschreiben. Also,
ja.
Weil er
ja.
muss das jetzt schenken. See, only when you sit down at an initiation fire, you need to make your motive very clear. Why am I doing this? Why am I approaching it? I have now more and more met devotees who said, I want a name. I want also a spiritual name. Can you be... And I heard this is given by the guru. Can you be my guru? And I always say, no. you can go to the computer. There is a name list. You can choose one. And it can be given to you. Or you can pay someone in India. It goes maybe 20 rupees. And then you have it. Or you give a lot of Lakshmi, then you are accepted in the social field of whatever institution you are in. The idea of approaching a spiritual master is really that one is seriously inquisitive to make solutions to the problems of material life. The problem is very clear. It is we are born and we die under the control of the material energy, and our home is not here, it is in the spiritual world. So when you really want to make this type of step, then it is good to consider to take up the path of Krishna consciousness and to also be initiated. It's also very interesting. You have to see, do I want to make Krishna a part of my life? Or do I want my life to go to Krishna? It's an entirely different thing. I believe that we have about 80% in the Hare Krishna movement who want to make Krishna the part of their life. Yes, it's nice. We are religious and so on. But this is not the idea of Krishna consciousness. There are other movements and religions who are designed like this to make this really that's the emphasis there. But here it is to make Krishna the goal of the life. Do you hear the difference? Yeah. It's a huge difference. Krishna is the goal of my life, or Krishna is part of my life. So this verse in the Bhagavatam speaks about this qualification for the disciple. He must be seriously inquisitive to know the absolute truth. And then tasmat gurum prapadyeta. Then with that motivation, he comes and he does prapati. He surrenders to the spiritual master. Now this spiritual master should have three qualifications. He should know the Vedic scriptures. He should have also, it should not be apparent knowledge, he should have realized the conclusions. That means it must live in his heart. And then he must demonstrate this also by a detachment from material life. Not that it's visible. He has turned his back to material life and he is now facing towards Krishna. He will tell the disciples, you please also look in this direction, towards Krishna and not towards Maya. That's the idea of guru discipleship. And then in this one step of this in this relationship, which is to formalize it, is the sacred initiation. Now, in the sacred initiation, something very important is taking place. What is it all about, we have to ask. We already know it's not about the name, so that may be a little... I think we all know, but I'm just mentioning it. No? What is this all about? It is about becoming initiated in a process which will help me to attain the Lord, who is my goal in life. This process is called avidya. It is composed of a practice which in our line is the chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya said that of all the processes of devotional service, there are nine which are most important. Amongst the nine, the chanting of the holy name stands out foremost. Why? Because it can wipe out or extinguish the fire of material existence and remove us from karma, our old, let me say, the old things which drove us, and it can give us love of Godhead. Therefore, the chanting is celebrated as the highest of all processes. In England, I just gave an initiation ceremony in England, and I read the devotees there a few statements from Srila Prabhupada. I also invited the devotees. There were only two were initiated from my side, but a good number of other devotees sat in the fire. The initiation, not set in the fire, set around the yajna fire. because they had been given initiation, but they needed still the yajna. So I said to everyone, my dear, it's the same thing I want to say to you. Please, my dear devotees, go now through the initiation with two ideas. And I think one idea is some of you are seeing their friends initiated, and then there is a group amongst you who's just absolutely curious what will the names be, and then after that they will go and eat something and they have heard the names. But I have another program for you. Why not think of the and participate in the initiation as if it is your own initiation? I don't mean that. I mean, I'm a person who does not. Who is not intending to initiate many people. It's not about this, but as if it is your own initiation by your own spiritual master. Those of you who are already initiated, why don't you go back in your memory to that time when you were like these young people here, a little nervous because now is soon the initiation, and they try to remember what the four rules and regulations I really have to tell you. Usually one forgets it when one is nervous and so on. No, but there's something deeper in these young people or young devotees. They are really serious to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. They are very serious. That's why they made this journey to come here. They really want to move onwards. And why don't you all go into this situation? What it was when you were before your initiation, how you were tuned in, what was your orientation? I think it will do you very good to go back there, because it will inspire you, it will give you the extra strengths you might need at this moment in your life to move forward to wherever you need to move to and go to. Prabhupada, speaking now on the process which we are initiating disciples in, that is the mantra chanting, he said, the process is very simple. Chant at least 16 rounds daily. And then he said, when the Hare Krishna mantra vibrates on your tongue, it's a vibration which is made, and you are hearing attentively, then your consciousness becomes clear or Krishna conscious, and there is no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. So he was saying this chanting will vibrate and purify ourselves so that the Maya consciousness or hazy consciousness will go. And how will this work? Well, the chanting is a spiritual sound vibration, and the material consciousness is a material vibration. So, just like when light meets darkness, the darkness cannot stand and has to move. So when the holy name meets in your heart, the inner darkness, the Maya cannot remain in the presence of Krishna. This is the idea of chanting Hare Krishna. Now, there is something else which you need to do. You need to follow four simple regulative principles with determination. Very important. Sometimes you need to be quite determined. No gambling, always speaking the truth. That means a lot of determination. And that will keep you from all attachments to Maya. By Krishna's grace, this will happen. See, with the chanting, you move in a spiritual direction. Now, if with your actions you move in a material direction, then you won't move forward. It's a confusing life which you lead. It's not a clear life. Therefore, it is important to follow the four rules and regulations, which I believe all of you know very well what they are. Now, so that this process can really work, that the holy name can really enter your heart and purify it, 10 other things need to be learned and observed. You have to avoid 10 offenses to the holy name. Remember, the holy name is like the sun, it is like the source of spiritual light. When you commit offenses, then this is like clouds which come before the light of the holy name, and you will remain in spiritual darkness if you commit them. The 10 offenses which we must avoid start with not criticizing or blaspheming devotees. Arthur Schopenhauer, if I may quote him in this sacred assembly, used to say, "We human beings are strange people. When we feel lonely, we want association. And when we are in association, we hurt each other." And he said, he compared it with porcupines. Porcupines sind Stachelschweine. When the porcupines feel cold, porcupines, you know in English what these are? They are the little animals who have spikes. When they are cold, they come together. They come very close to each other. But as they come close to each other, they all of a sudden feel the pricks of the shackle, of the, what is it, the spikes which they have. So we feel in this world similar. We need association. We need devotees. We need their mercy, but somehow we human beings, we strange people, when we come close, we begin to think bad about each other, talk bad about each other, write bad things in the internet about each other. Porcupines. So this is the first thing we must avoid, to be porcupines, to criticize the Vaishnavas who are engaged in the propagation of chanting the holy name. Then we should know that Krishna's name is the supreme. No other name, no other Lord is superior to this. We should obey the orders of the spiritual master. We should read the scriptures and not by any means think they are just imaginative. We should avoid sinning and not commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. We should not mistake the chanting with one of these rituals as they are described in certain sections of the Vedas. It's not a mechanic thing. We should further avoid to remain attached to material life, but we should have full faith in the power of surrendering to the Holy Name. So there are the 10 offenses which we must avoid, and I was this time mentioning them just briefly because you know them very well, so that you know maybe a positive attitude, how to act positively. Why do you think you should always think, oh, I cannot offend devotees? Think positively. I want to serve devotees. Then you have no idea of making an offense. Why should you always think, I don't want to commit sin, I don't want to commit sin on the strength of chanting? Think positively. I want to give up the concept of sin and want to dedicate my life to Krishna. No? Why should you think, I don't want to be attached? Think positively. I want to be attached to Krishna. So in this way, live a positive spiritual life, and in this way avoid the 10 offenses with pleasure. Today is a special day, as you know. It is the day of Lord Nityananda. There is a reason why I personally like to give the initiations on Nityananda Trayodashi, and why I prefer this date over all other dates. The reason is that Lord Nityananda is extremely merciful, and if someone turns to him, especially on his appearance day, with this sincere eagerness to make advancement to develop Krishna consciousness, then, my dear devotees, Lord Nityananda is certainly very merciful, and he can help you by giving you the strength which you need. Let us be honest. Who has the strength to go back to Godhead on his own? We need the strength of the Lord. It is very important. By his mercy alone, we can move forward. By his strength, by his good wishes, by his blessings. So you are all very fortunate souls, in the sense that you are here on Lord Nityananda's appearance day. I would love to recommend to you, please, if you can find a copy of the Harinam Chintamani, please read about the 10 offenses and how to avoid them there. I have found out in my spiritual life that you only get somewhere if you are seriously inquisitive, if you really want to know. So please really find out how you can avoid these blockers of the light, these aparadas, which are so much interwoven with our mundane psychology that we are bound to make them or commit them if we are not making a serious effort to avoid them. It's bound to happen that we are inattentive, for instance, when we chant, because we have been chronically inattentive to Krishna since we turned our back to him. So when we chant his holy name, this old problem, it's not a young problem, it's a very old problem, is bound to creep up, it's bound to show up if we don't make a conscious effort and learn how to avoid this. And I really request you to make this practice of chanting good for you, to make it work for you, and to really educate yourself in how you can chant. I have heard, and I from the scriptures, that all these clouds develop from one problem. Like this morning, you might have seen there was a smoke machine. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of the old times when we were preaching from big stages and we had these machines, and it made clouds. And all the clouds came from one little thing, the pipe. It came from the opening of the pipes, and all the clouds came from there. So all these clouds of aparadas, which go between us and Krishna, come from one little pipe, one little thing, and you need to close that with your finger, or somehow it's being inattentive while you chant. If you can learn to overcome this, then you will be free from all the other clouds. It's just like if Gaurahari would this morning have put his finger or a banana into the opening of the pipe, there would have been no clouds. So please, this one root of all offenses is inattention. And I personally know of no better way than when you chant that that you first become aware that this is Krishna's holy name, and you are chanting now, and Krishna listens to your chanting. This is how you can orient yourself, and then you just make a simple, sincere effort that you listen to yourself as you are chanting sincerely. Huh? You just hear that sound. And finally, as you continue to chant, you just surrender your life to Krishna. Just surrender your life. And that sounds not so simple. But what I mean here is that you just let go and say, Krishna, I'm yours. Please accept me somehow in your service. This will do very good. There's three steps only. You just focus on Krishna. This is for Krishna. And Krishna listens. There is no better sadhana than for anyone, I'm convinced of, that to know that Krishna sees what you are doing. I was often joking with my assistant. I had an assistant who was chanting very nicely. The moment, or was chanting a little like this, the moment he knew that I was coming in the room, then chanting very good. I said to him, well, don't do this when I come in. Please know Krishna's always there and he sees you. And then you can always be like this. So aim your chanting at Krishna's pleasure. Make a simple effort to listen to yourself, chant sincerely. And then finally, let go and say, Krishna, I'm yours. Please accept me. Please take me. This will help very much to avoid all other clouds of Maya, which may come. Please try. Please don't say, no, I will not try. Please say the opposite. I will try. So I wish you all the best, and I want to request all the devotees at the beginning of the ceremony to really go in their hearts and to wish all these young people, not everyone is so young, but all these young initiates, all the best. Please raise your arms. Don't forget to wish them all the best. And then say, Gaura Premanandi. Krishna, Krishna. So, yeah, Krishna. Was machen wir jetzt? Namakarana. Now we will ask the devotees to come forward one by one. Thank you. And I will request them to do their sacred initiation vows. The first devotee is Bhakta Laimanas. In which way is it?
Like this is the feet, not the crow part. Like this in front of the
like this. Yeah, right.
Like this.
Oh, okay. Side.
Yeah, this looks good. Your good name is Lalita Govindadas. One is a couple, Vivek. I will first ask Vivek to come forward and then afterwards Ramya. Please, for now, stay. Even our children are becoming joyful. Hare Krishna. This is really the best way to point, because if you go like this, you feed up towards Prabhupada. If you go this way, you feed up to the deities. This is the best way. Really good. Maybe, but I'm thinking maybe the best is even to go this way, because then you point your feet. This way you point your feet towards me. That is, I don't mind. But, sorry. Hare Krishna, please sit here. Come closer to me.
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, and no intoxication.
Good. How many rounds each day?
16 rounds each day.
Wonderful. So, hence not a person. Your good name is, yes, Vrajendra Nandana Das. Hare Krishna, Rajendra Nandana Das meets the son of the king of Braj. Oh, you are excited. It's a good moment to be excited. If we are not excited at this time, once we gave initiation in Braj, we were doing our Govardhan retreats, and there was an initiation right at the valley of Giriraja. And one devotee, I never forget this, fainted, fell really on the floor and was out. And everyone was so concerned as if this is a problem. And I said, this is good.
this is a time to faint. It's a new birth. It's good. So it's good that you lose. I mean, you didn't lose the dory completely. It would be not so auspicious. But this one's still all right. Ramya?
No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication.
How many rounds in school?
16 rounds.
Wonderful, wonderful. Your good name is, your good name is Ramesh Hari Devi Das. That is the name of Srimati Radharani. I notice both of you have come always to the Govardhan retreats and you became great Braj lovers. Diamond lover. And this connection to Braj is very helpful in our spiritual life, because to remember Vrindavan means to remember Krishna, who is there in Vrindavan.
And the next is Amy.
Krishna, the name. Oh, sorry. What are the forms of regulation?
No meaning, no intoxication. No illicit sex and no gambling.
How many rounds will you chant?
16.
Good. Your good name is Amrita Ganga. Amrita Ganga is a wonderful name of Mother Ganga. Ganga is referred to as a mother because she accepts one and all. She does not discriminate between the pious and the impious, not even between a monkey or a leopard who come and drink her water. She gives the nectar of immortality to everyone, and therefore she is like a real mother, Amrita Ganga. Now, Amrita Ganga Devi Dasi is came to Krishna consciousness, I think, when she was at a spiritual festival seeing devotees and learning to chant. She became convinced that I have become fortunate at a spiritual festival, and let me also make other people fortunate. And she became a yoga teacher, although she's educating her son. I mean, she's a mother with a child whom she still does something to make others fortunate. And that is a nature. But I also, you know, a name is should be fitting. It should also encourage, and I think it will help you to think of the Mother Ganga and have nectar of immortality when you are facing maybe the normal things in life, the anxieties which come when one needs to earn and so on. Amrita Ganga, I recommend you to go within the whenever you have the opportunity, maybe to Sridhar Mayapur, take a bath in the Ganga, then you know what your name means. You will feel the waters of the Ganga taking all the anxieties away from you and giving you really amrita or nectar. Something other than the Kamphalam. Good. Hare Krishna. Also, the name is very nice. We are usually self-centered, unfortunately. So we think, Amrita Ganga, we have a spiritual sound vibration. Lalita Govinda, wow! It just puts us out of the normal grit of things. That's an American slang or correct means. Not a normal thing. So, Ramesh. Rajendra Nandana. But think mostly of Krishna's name, not your own name. Oh, the next devotee I'm very enthusiastic about is Vishakha. Please, Vishakha, where are you?
No meat, fish and eggs eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Good. How many hours will you chant each day?
16.
Your name is Vishakha Priya. It is like this, you know. You have a name, and that's your name. So, Vishakha was given this name. Were you born in Krishna consciousness, or you were born by devotee parents, and they gave Vishakha the name Vishakha, and Vishakha is a real Vishakha. You cannot, there's no other. You have to acknowledge the fact. And that's why giving names is not so easy. You have to somehow pray to Krishna that the right name comes, because it's already there. It just needs to be found. So you're dear to Vishakha. We put the Priya at the end. And I can imagine. But you have, because you're an intelligent woman, you must have thought name. It was maybe one of the names you already thought of.
Everyone else, not me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
I said everyone else. I didn't want to think about the
name. Everyone else thought about your name. Okay. Yeah. No, I very much appreciate the step which our Vishakha Priya did. All the devotees like him very much in Zurich, and it was a difficult step for her, who knew already Krishna consciousness for so long, to make now a firm commitment to chanting 16 rounds. I can imagine that for Hari Kirtan was recently initiated by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. He was also born in Krishna consciousness. His name is Hari Kirtan, and was Hari Kirtan, and is Hari Kirtan, and will be Hari Kirtan. And then to come forward after you know it and make a step to more commitment, that is very nice. And I request you to remember what we have heard from the Bhagavatam, that to become a student now, to become initiated, means to be seriously inquisitive. You, please, the whole orientation of life should be, okay, I know this already, but now let me know it deeper, on a deeper level, and that will give you the motor to remain enthusiastic. Let me discover all the things in Krishna consciousness which I have not yet discovered. There's so much nectar, so much surprise, so much excitement, so much adventure, spiritual adventure, waiting for you to discover, to be discovered, that you should have no difficulties to complete your calling out to Krishna. Please accept me, please. Lead me on. And I wish you all the best, and you will become, let me say, a chanter with taste. A chanter with taste. Hare Krishna. Now, the next devotee is Bhakti Helena. Hare Krishna.
Ordinance and regulations that you will. No meat, fish, or eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
How many rounds did you chant each?
16 rounds minimum.
Your name is Hema Gauri Devi Dasi. Enthusiasm comes here. Did the hand, please? Hema Gauri is a wonderful devotee who's very enthusiastic. He's married to an equally wonderful Vaishnava, very dear devotee also, disciple of His Holiness Sri Krishna Maharaj. And the name Hema Gauri is a name of Srimati Radharani, which means the one who has a golden effulgence. Hema Gauri Devi Dasi. And you are the servant of such an effulgent personality. What is her effulgence? It is the effulgence of love for Krishna. We wish you all the best. Hare Krishna, may you remain enthusiastic and increase your enthusiasm for service. Hare Krishna. The last devotee is I will request to come forward. Himanshu.
What are the four rules and regulations which you wish to keep?
I vow Gurudev to follow the rest of my life, the regulations to not eat meat, to not engage in illicit sex, to not engage in gambling or intoxication.
How many rounds will you chant each day?
I vow Gurudev to chant by our blessings at least 32 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
At least what?
At least 32 rounds of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Krishna.
And I also vow to assist in the propagation of Krishna consciousness and to learn from you how to cry for Radha and Krishna by loudly chanting their holy names.
Just you will be interested what this devotee said. He repeated. He said the four rules and regulations which he vowed to keep for the rest of the life. And then he wants to increase his rounds and wants to chant 32 rounds each day, and then learn to cry for Radha and Krishna. That's why he has chosen me. That's what he said. I would like to say, I very much appreciate your determination to chant more than 16 rounds, and please do this. But in this ceremony, I will I'm initiating you in 16 rounds, like my spiritual master taught me, but he said always chant more, so it's good, but I like to keep things. I want to really be like an arm of Srila Prabhupada, not something new. Chant more. I will say private. Your name is Hari Shyam. Hari Shyam. It was not easy to find his name. I was there for months. I'm trying, what is the name? What is the name? Hey, Munchu. Hey, Mani Mari. Hey, Mani. No, it's not. It sounds, but it's not. And up to this morning, what's the name? And you need to, it needs to come, and then you need to feel that is Krishna's desire. You need to just feel that, otherwise you cannot do it. Okay. I thought, if it's it, now it's only one more hour. I had situations where I came down from the room and went into the temple, and I didn't know the name. I'm giving initiations. I'm supposed to give the name. Krishna, please. Why this delay? I'm sweating. I'm nervous. I am breakdown. I won't be able to do the service. Please, some help. You promised to help the devotees. I need your help. it was not in the last minute. To not make Hari Shyam not think, well, am I so complicated? Am I so unsurrendered? It has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with, in this case, with your help or not help or so on. It's purely that the Lord is sometimes making things difficult for me, and that's very nice. That's very good. And I always remember I have to be the very surrendered servant, and just know I'm only an instrument. And when the Lord moves me, I move. When He doesn't move me, I can't move. It has nothing to do with you. Don't get any trauma on your initiation day. It's really there. Hari Shyam means Lord Hari, the deliverer from material existence, who is a beautiful Shyam colored cowherd boy. A very wonderful name, Hari Shyam, I think. This name is Krishna. It's Krishna. Sorry, it's even confirmed. Once again, I wish all the devotees to go in their hearts to really wish well for those devotees, to pray for them, to empower them, to by lovingly raising their hands and loudly joining me. Go, Premanandi! Wonderful. So all inauspiciousness is removed by the blessings of the Vaishnavas. You will hopefully be successful. successful. It's an American word. They always need to be successful. That's the idea of life. That may you be always connected with Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna. I wish you all the best. And please move all of us in the right direction. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bol Premanandi.
So now we trying to make the fire and we invoke this fire as Vaishnava Adi. And what we do now is we are basically the opening channels, like we try to connect ourselves with Radha Madha Mohan, and we do this through the VLAN of the Guru Parampara, and this way the Maharaj installs all of you like a special app that protects from some viruses, but it's also very precious, and therefore we need all your attention to really open the channels and come at the mercy of Nityananda comes through it. So therefore please, everybody is focused, and yeah, we have here everybody, each of you have a little pot of grain in front of you by each and every swaha. After each and every pranam mantra for the particular personality, we offer 3 times oblations, like grain, what you have in front of you, and you offer with these 3 fingers, with this mutra, you know, and you offer it throughout in the fire, not anybody else around, just in the fire, 3 times. So keep enough that you don't throw everything in the beginning and then you don't have anything anymore. And for the end, we have something what is called Punahuti. This is the final offering. So we have on the sheet, we have a little offering what you give to the Lord. Yeah, some more questions? Anything clear? So I make now the fire to some puchas, and maybe we can have a slight kirtan where we all can change the holy names. Then we give you sign then. I'm kind of ready for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Shakti, Shri Rahaya, Shri Rahaya, Om, 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 Om,
Tarine,
Lina Tarine,
Panuka,
Panuka,
Yuruta,
Yuruta,
Apasitanda,
Apasitanda,
Vanda,
Vanda,
Tarine,
Tarine,
Namo,
Namo,
Gaura Kishoraya,
Gaura Kishoraya,
Shavira Gaya,
Shavira Gaya,
Utaye,
Utaye,
Vipralamba,
Vipralamba,
Sasambode,
Sasambode,
Buchaya,
Buchaya,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Chitananda,
Chitananda,
Amine,
Amine,
Gaura Shakti,
Gaura Shakti,
Marupaya,
Marupaya,
Panuka,
Panuka,
Ayane,
Ayane,
Swaha,
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 Swaha, Gaura Vibhava,
Gaura Vibhava,
Gaumeshtvam,
Gaumeshtvam,
Yadeshta,
Yadeshta,
Sachana Priya,
Sachana Priya,
Vaishnava,
Vaishnava,
Sarvabhauma,
Sarvabhauma,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Sri Jagannathaya,
Te Namaha,
Te Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Vancha kalpa,
Vancha kalpa,
Rupyascha,
Rupyascha,
Vipasindu,
Vipasindu,
Yadevacha,
Yadevacha,
Vitanam,
Vitanam,
Venebhyo,
Venebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo,
Om Namaha,
Namo Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Namo,
Namo,
Maha,
Maha,
Vadanyaya, Prema,
Krishna Prema,
Dayate,
Dayate,
Krishnaya,
Krishnaya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Krishna Chaitanya,
Namne,
Namne,
Gaura Dvaisha,
Gaura Dvaisha,
Namaha,
Namaha,
Swaha,
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 Pancha,
Pancha, Dadvatam,
Dadvatam,
Krishnam,
Krishnam,
Bhaktarupa,
Bhaktarupa,
Swarupakam,
Swarupakam,
Bhaktavatsaram,
Bhaktavatsaram,
Bhaktakyam,
Bhaktakyam,
Namami,
Namami,
Bhaktashaktikam,
Bhaktashaktikam,
Swaha,
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 Hey Krishna,
Hey Krishna,
Karuna Sindhu,
Karuna Sindhu,
Dina Bando,
Dina Bando,
Jagatpade,
Jagatpade,
Gopesha,
Gopesha,
Gopika Khanda,
Gopika Khanda,
Raja Khanda,
Raja Khanda,
Namaste,
Namaste,
Swaha,
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 Swaha, Jayatam,
Jayatam,
Surato,
Surato,
Rango,
Rango,
Ramamanda,
Ramamanda,
Mayarkati,
Mayarkati,
Matsavasya,
Matsavasya,
Vadambochao,
Vadambochao,
Radha,
Radha,
Madana Mohana,
Madana Mohana,
Swaha,
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 Divyat,
Ridananya,
Ridananya,
Kalpadumada,
Kalpadumada,
Srimat,
Srimat,
Ratnakara,
Ratnakara,
Srimasam,
Srimasam,
Stau,
Stau,
Sri Sri Radha,
Sri Sri Radha,
Srila Govinda Devau,
Srila Govinda Devau,
Krishtalibi,
Krishtalibi,
Devyamanau,
Devyamanau,
Swarami,
Swarami,
Swaha,
Swaha,
Shriman,
Shriman,
Rasa,
Rasa,
Rasambi,
Rasambi,
Vamsivata,
Vamsivata,
Tadastita,
Tadastita,
Rasham,
Rasham,
Veno,
Veno,
Svanaya,
Svanaya,
Gopir,
Gopir,
Gopinata,
Gopinata,
Shriye,
Shriye,
Stuna,
Stuna,
Sapta Kanchana,
Sapta Kanchana,
Gaurangi,
Gaurangi,
Radhe,
Radhe,
Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu,
Vrishabhanu,
Vere Krishna,
Shri Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Shri Advaita,
Shri Advaita,
Radha,
Radha,
Vasadi,
Shri Vasadi,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda,
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Swaha,
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 Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama,
Rama,
Hare,
Hare,
Rama,
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 Hare,
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 Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare,
Hare,
Krishna,
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 Hare,
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 Rama, okay, now we all stand up, please, and offer Puna Hutu from the offering. You take the offering in your right hand. Yeah, without cover. Only the offering. Maybe you take it before, because I saw they were sticky on the cover. Maybe you take them out in your right hand. Without the cover and without the paper. Just take them in your right hand. And then you say Swaha, then you offer it or take fire. Usually, in other temples or in other initiations, the Lord gets banana, but here, because it's very sweet, he gets perfume. Namo
Namo
Ramanaya. Namo
Namo
Brahmanaya.
Brahmanaya.
Devaya.
Devaya.
O Brahmanaya.
O Brahmanaya.
Nitaya cha.
Nitaya cha.
Jagatitaya.
Jagatitaya.
Krishnaya.
Krishnaya.
Govindaya.
Govindaya.
Maha.
Maha.
Swaha. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachare Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyare.
Hare Krishna.
You can sing one.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada ki jai Anand Kumbh Vaishnavrinda ki jai His confounder Acharya Shila Prabhupada ki jai Nama Acharya Shila Haridas Thakur ki jai Premsa Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasaji Gaur Bhakta Vrindha Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Kumar Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Yamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Kulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Prema Hari Hari All glories to the assembly All glories to the assembly Our glory is to the assembly. Our glory is to see Sri Guru Chinnamurti. Our glory is to Sri Ramakrishna.